You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Hello,
we take the ball from door to door like no one's ever seen. We're in the air.
I'm your host, Tom Hernsey, bringing you the day after the Miami Dolphins defeat the Las Vegas Raiders 20-13. We've got a lot to unpack from the game. Also, we're going to dive into the offensive struggles. Is there offensive struggles? We'll talk about it. We're going to update you on some injuries per Mike McDaniel. Also get into the remaining IR spots because that is something of a conversation that needs to be had here going into week 12. We're going to talk about the defensive resurgence for the Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about how the Dolphins control their destiny, and we're going to speak a little bit about the Jets in a small preview. But before we get into any of that, I want to thank everybody for listening over at finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. Also, everybody over at the Facebook group, I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan, run by the great Carlos Hernandez. And also, wherever you are listening to the show, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you are listening to this, we greatly appreciate it, and please subscribe to the channel. The Dolphins defeat the Raiders. We know that. 20-13, and what is the takeaways here as we progress through Monday? Well, so portion of the fan base on social media is not too happy with the offense and believe the offense is struggling at this point. So let's just dive into that first and foremost. And since the Broncos game, the 70-point barrage that the Dolphins dropped on the Denver Broncos, the Dolphins have scored in their next seven games 20, 31, 42, 17, 31, 14, and 20. Okay. Last two games, 14 against the Chiefs in Germany, 20 at home against Vegas. All right, that doesn't look very pretty, right? Well, so why is there talk about the offensive struggling? We're really going to base it off the last two games. Let's dive into it a little bit further. What is the issue with the offense? For me, it's turnovers. It's a big problem. On the season right now, quarterbacks for the Dolphins, 9 interceptions. There's 1 from Mike White. We know the 8 from Tua Tagovailoa. There's 7 lost fumbles. Go back to just this past Sunday. 2 lost fumbles in their own territory gave 6 points to Vegas. Go to the Germany game. Tyreek Hill's fumble in plus territory resulted in a return for a touchdown that was ultimately the game winner. Now, this didn't bite the team in the ass against Vegas with the 2 lost fumbles, but it kept that team hanging around. The Dolphins should have blown the Raiders out. They should have won that game by over 15 points. All right? Fair is fair. But they've been sloppy and putting the ball on the ground. Tua with the fumble, Julian Hill with the fumble, and neither are excused for them. To a perspective, yes, it was very close. He was giving himself up, but he gave himself up by head first diving versus sliding. Now, I understand there could have been a spot issue because it's when he starts his slide is where the spot would have been. It was 3rd and 4. He got 6 yards on the play, but fumbled it and gave away 3 points. He's got to be better protecting the football. The interception to Waddle, I think it was miscommunication, but all in all, Tua is the least of my worries. This offense, in my opinion, is not a problem. I think maybe another issue that may have been hindering the offense a little bit is, of course, the Achane injury. that he suffered against the Giants. The run game has not looked the part, the way that it looked when Achan took over, starting with the Denver game. You know, he had a great game against Denver, obviously. He had a great game against Buffalo. He had a great game against the Giants and got hurt in that game. Comes back. We'll talk about the injury here in just a little bit. But on top of that, I think the run game struggles with losing Isaiah Wynn. You lose Connor Williams from period time, and now Rob Hunt is out. It's just kind of out of sync. You know, this isn't the same rush offense that we have watched and that led the NFL in long period of time, led the league in rushing. They don't lead it right now. That belongs to the Baltimore Ravens. But to conclude, is the offense struggling? My answer, in part, a little. But it's self-inflicted problems versus anything else. Is there schematic issues on third and short, fourth and short? 100%. Mike McDaniel sucked at that. They have not been good in those short yardage situations under Mike McDaniel. But I don't have a lot of concerns, and neither should you. It's okay. Let me put this in a broad perspective before we move on to the injury topic. The Dolphins still lead the league in yards per game. 434 yards per game, to be exact. They are still number one in the NFL in passing offense at 291 yards per game. They are second in the NFL at 143 yards on the ground. And they are still first in the NFL in points scored per game at 30.5. If you want to take away the last seven games and say the offense doesn't look right since the Broncos game, they really shot their load in the 70-point game, they don't have anything left, their people are figuring them out. The last seven games, they're still averaging 25 points per game. Still would be ninth best in the NFL. 25 points per game. Still ninth best. Everything is going to be fine. Injury update time. Devon Achan came in, had two plays, left the game. Another knee injury, same knee. But per coach, nothing overly concerning. He said that Achan will be day-to-day. He may play or may not play on Friday. There were times that they showed Achan on the sideline. They took his helmet away. All right. Let's first and foremost, they took his helmet away. But he was in Mike McDaniel's ear from time to time, kind of telling him, I want to go back in. I want to go back in. I want to go back in. So they protected him from himself. So is there a chance Achan plays on Friday? I think so. We'll find out on the first injury report that will come out on Tuesday. It's a limited practice. Did he not practice? Is he a full participant? If he's a full participant, there's nothing to worry about. If he doesn't practice, okay, maybe we worry. If he's limited, he was limited coming back from his injury anyway from his first game after coming off IR. So we'll see about Devon Achan. Now, there is potential that a few players can come off injured reserve here very soon. The players that can come off injured reserve is Isaiah Wynn, Eric Uzakama, and Chris Brooks. Now, the Dolphins have used 6 of the 8 allotted slots for injured reserve and designated to return. How do you guys look at this? They have 2 IR return spots to go for the entire season. 6 more weeks. Seven more weeks. What if something happens to another player? Another prominent player. I'm not going to name names because I don't want to wish that on anybody. Do you burn spots with any of these three guys I just mentioned, Uzakama, Brooks, Isaiah Wynn, do you burn any of those spots? Chris Brooks, I guess, is itching to get back. Mike McDaniel says he's itching to get him back into practice. Is there a chance that Chris Brooks is going to take one of those spots? To me, depending on what happens with Devon Achane, I would bring Chris Brooks back. But at the same time, I wouldn't want to bring him back because you still have Jeff Wilson. And they clearly, the staff clearly likes Savon Ahmed. So if you're going to burn any of these IR spots to return, I would say Isaiah Wynn is number one on the list. You always could use offensive linemen. And this team is definitely struggling on the interior with injuries with Rob Hunt, with Rob Jones, and obviously Connor Williams. You know, he's been hurt a little bit through the season. Liam Eichenberg's had to take snaps at center. So for me, I would use maybe one of those spots on those three guys, but you got to keep one of those open just in case. You never know. Never know. And you don't want to, burn up a roster spot or put a guy on IR and that player can't return for the rest of the year. Unless it's a severe injury and they can't return anyways, then whatever. They just got to be careful with it, which is why I think Chase Claypool, who just had that minor procedure done to his knee, you're going to see him do not practice probably for the next couple weeks. And he'll be inactive. He's on the 53, but he'll be inactive until he can start practicing again, and then they can have some decisions, most likely with Robbie Chosen, or maybe switching out Berrios, Craycraft, however they want to do it. Either way. Let's talk about the defensive resurgence. Man, is that great to see. As fans, we were dumping on Vic Fangio for the first three, four weeks of the season. Just dumping on this guy. Dumping on him after the Eagles game. Giving up 31 points. But wow. What a difference this defense has been since the return of one Jalen Ramsey. This trade might go down as the greatest heist in NFL history, outside of the one, you know, that Chris Greer did prior with the Trey Lance trade and getting Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Bradley Chubb using those draft picks from the 49ers. But what a trade the Ramsey one was. Third-round pick, and Hunter Long, who has not seen one reception with the Rams. Just absolute heist. And Ramsey has changed this defense for the good. But we saw some resurgence prior to that. What we've seen from Jalen Ramsey, per Pro Football Focus, if you like that stuff, when targeted in his three games, Jalen Ramsey has given up a quarterback rating of 0.0. And for those of you that remember Animal House, when Dean Wormer was giving out the grades, Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. That is incredible stat. 0.0. And he baited two interceptions, the game-sealing interception from Aiden O'Connell, to have the Dolphins escape the game on Sunday. Just an absolute tremendous job. And thankfully, this team has Jalen Ramsey. But it's not just Jalen Ramsey. It does take the entire unit to be this good. Let's talk about Jalen Phillips. He's played 7 games this year, 39 tackles, 5.5 sacks, and his first career interception against the Raiders. Bradley Chubb has played all 10 games, 45 tackles, 6 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. That leads the National Football League. this duo is playing fantastic. And another player that Dolphins fans felt they weren't getting enough out of was Bradley Chubb. This guy shows up week in, week out, causing havoc on that defensive line. He is playing lights out. He is well worth that contract at this point and the draft pick. Tremendous job. Christian Wilkins, whom, in my opinion, the Dolphins should have paid a long time ago, is having a monster season. Now, yes, it is a contract year, but Christian Wilkins has been playing extremely good football even prior to his contract. Go back 3 years. His season in 10 games, 21 tackles, 4.5 sacks, which is a career high. And by the way, these numbers are probably going to continue to get better. I apologize. 41 tackles. 4.5 sacks. 2 passes defended. And he recovered a fumble. Also has 14 quarterback hits, which actually is more than Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. Another guy who's been playing very well for this defense, and for part of the reason that this resurgence has been so good. Zach Sealer, doing a great job. David Long, very solid pickup at linebacker. Andrew Van Ginkle has been doing very good things, especially in his rotational role. Also started a few games while Jalen Phillips was out. One of the big takeaways for me in seeing this turnaround defensively is the rush defense. The rush defense has been tremendous. They opened the season against the Chargers, gave up 233 yards on the ground. Since then, they were 32nd in run defense after week one. They're now 10th overall, only giving up 99.2 yards per game. So they have reduced, obviously, to 233 from week one. Their unit is giving up only 84.3 yards on the ground. They absolutely stymied Josh Jacobs and the Raiders to a total of 36 yards on the ground, less than 3 yards per carry. Tremendous. Now imagine the offense, quote unquote, struggling and the defense picking up, where this team can go for the rest of the season with both of these units playing the way that they are. I'm excited to watch this. Now, each and every show after the game, we're in week 12. The one thing, and if you listen to me regularly, you know I love talking future. The Dolphins control their destiny heading into week 12. Currently sitting a 97% chance to make the playoffs. Obviously, you have to keep winning football games for these percentages to become true. But they're sitting currently at 97% to make it. They are at 90% to win the division. And they go and play the stinking Jets on Friday, who just announced that Tim Boyle will be the starting quarterback for the Jets. Trevor Siemian will be the backup quarterback. And Zach Wilson is the emergency third-string quarterback. Tim Boyle has started 3 games in his NFL career. He was 0-for-3 with the Detroit Lions. 3 touchdowns, 6 picks. And his 4th career start will be against this resurging Miami Dolphins defense with Jalen Ramsey, the boys up front. Oh, and by the way, the Jets also will not have Mekhi Becton. So they're going to be starting like their 27th offensive lineman this year, or something, some crazy number. Tim Boyle is being put into harm's way Now, this is the definition of trap game, because the Jets can give the Dolphins some problems. Their defense is still good at the end of the day. But like I said on the post-game wrap-up show, get up two scores and you don't have to worry about it. Don't let the Jets hang around. But if the Dolphins defeat the Jets, who sit currently at a 1% chance to make the playoffs, will be officially pretty much eliminated from postseason contention, which is what you want to do. Also, you want to move to 8-3 because the Bills play the Eagles. And if the Bills lose to the Eagles, they go to 6-6 and drop their playoff chances less than 20%. Also pumps the Dolphins' chance to win the division up to a paltry 95%. And they'll be close to a deadlock to make the postseason and host a playoff game. One game at a time. But, folks, the Dolphins control their destiny. And we do this almost every year. They control their destiny. They control their destiny. And they fall flat on their face. This is the year they cannot do this. And I think the defense is one of the reasons why they won't do it. And the offense is the other reason they won't do it, because they are still going to score. And they're going to put up over 25 points per game. And they are going to win handily, in my opinion, on Friday against the Jets. And then, by the way, after that is the Commanders, and after that is the Titans, and then they have the Jets again. If they can rip off the next four, they'll be 11-3. They will be in the playoffs with 11 wins, and they could have the division locked up depending on the Bills' results by that time as well. They could be up four games in the division with three left if they can rip off the next four games. Destiny. It could happen. We'll see. We'll have a pregame show against the Jets. We'll have shows throughout the week. Our good old friend Antoine Staley will be on with Mike on Wednesday. Nothing on Thursday. Don't forget, Hard Knocks featuring the Miami Dolphins airs on HBO Max starting on Tuesday, November 21st. So if you don't have your HBO Max subscription, borrow it or get one, and we can talk about it. But I'm definitely going to tune in. Mike's going to be tuning in as well, and may have a post Hard Knocks show talking about the events of what happened on the show. So be on the lookout for that. Be sure to go to DolphinsTalk.com each and every day for all the latest Miami Dolphins news and information. Be sure to follow me on X at DolphinsTalkTom. Follow the main account at Dolphins Talk on all social media platforms. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go to YouTube, subscribe to the Dolphins Talk YouTube channel, and hit the alert bell so when we go live with post-game shows, when Mike and Ian go live on Wednesdays, when Josh and Aaron go live with their show, the Same Old Dolphin Show, which they will have a very fun preview because they have a great song featuring the Jets, this week's opponent. So be on the lookout for that as well. And I hope each and every one of you enjoy your Thanksgivings if you do celebrate. And we'll talk to you again after a while. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.